It's up there. Now let's read it. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. See, that tripped me up. That tripped me up. When I first read that, I said, my God. Ooh, I said, I must not be saved. And they'll say, that's right. See, that you ain't saved. Because you know you sin. Yeah, I got you now, don't I? Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For, listen, for his what? Seed what? Remaineth in him, and he can not sin because he's born of God. All right, let's read the passage. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Everyone who's truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. If you're born of God and you just want to keep sinning, you may not even be born again. Because this seed, this word inside of you will restrain you. This seed will restrain you. I'm going to say something else about it in a minute. He said, let me start over. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Why? Because God's seed will remain within him, and he is unable to do what? Continue sinning because he has been what? Fathered by God himself. God don't produce unrighteous sinners. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. See, you got to get rid of that. No, you're not. You were a sinner, but you got born again. And that seed remains in you. Listen to what the Lord told me. He said, Jimmy, long as that word in you, that word will never produce sin. That word will never, the word of God, the seed of the word, will never produce sin. See, we sin because we're not fully developed. We're ignorant of spiritual things. And some people not teachable or not very teachable. And because they are unteachable, it hinder them. You got to remain teachable, be where you are willing to be corrected. Because sometimes you get started out following the Lord and you get with the wrong crowd, the wrong group, and they put a lot of stuff in you that's not right. And sometimes we get stuff that's not right, we get stubborn. We don't really own up real quick. You know, that's wrong. I'm wrong. No, we want to bow up in pride. Tell me what to do. That's flesh talking. And your spirit man has been starved and robbed of the privilege of knowing your God, of knowing his Father. But when you know who you are, then faith becomes a joy to walk with God, because you're not afraid, you're confident, you're fully assured, and you won't let the devil beat you down because you missed it, or because something went wrong, or because you fell in, a test came. Sometimes persecution comes to you for the word's sake, because you wanted to live right, you are living right. Sometimes it's because you listen to the wrong stuff. And because you listen to it and you start paying attention to it and start yielding to it, it causes you to make the wrong decision. And you wind up doing the wrong thing. Then you join the other believers saying, that stuff don't work. Yeah, it does. You just didn't work it. Two and two work for anybody. I'm going to say it again. Two and two will work for anybody that knows how to work it in this natural realm. 2 and 2 don't suddenly become 4 and 7. Remain the same in every generation. 2 and 2 or 4 in my daddy's generation, it's still the same in my generation, and the same in my children's generation. Come on. But when we understand who we are in the Word, in Christ, then we don't allow these things to interfere. And that's why you see all this stuff they're trying to bring in the church. What, to separate you from your true relationship and understanding of who you are in Christ. They're trying to bring this in and water down and minimize and put this into practice. Satan knows if he can get you to do this, it's going to cause the power to wane in your life. Didn't do anything to the power, just messed you up. And you see people, you have to be, and I've learned to be patient with people. When people don't fully understand, they'll start easing out, and he ain't preaching, he ain't hooping. They start easing. You need somebody to sit you down and teach you till you get an understanding. Because you still don't understand 2 and 2 is 4. But once you understand it, then you won't be around begging somebody, loan me some money. I need this. You know how to get your own money. See, there's nothing wrong with you. You just got your wrong concept and wrong kind of thinking how to operate. You're trying to operate on Satan principles, steal and cheat and get by. God told you to live by faith. I'll supply your every need. There's nothing I won't do for you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Great is he that's in you. If he that's in you, then he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon that formed against me shall prosper. I know how to get my money. I know how to get my help, and I know what. It may cause you have to make adjustment on how you're eating. When it comes to your health, it may. And sometimes we're not willing to do that. You know why? Because we haven't picked up a habit we like. And brother, sister. Y'all, so I get them all. I used to love, still, I love me some salt. I'm the only one, so y'all pray for me. But I had to make adjustment on it because that salt wasn't doing me good. Running my pressure up. I used to dump the salt box in my cooking. Huh? Some of it, I don't even put salt in. Very little. Whatever, you did that to me 20 years ago, I ready to fight you. You better put some salt in my food. Are y'all hearing me? I'm talking about, see, faith, wisdom, knowledge, love, grace, they are, see, I'm talking about faith, how it works, and what is faith, and I'm talking about what faith is, but I want to tell you how it works. If you're not going to walk in love, you can do all the rest of them, but if you're not going to walk in love, it's not going to work either. If you mean it, just like old mean house dog, old H-cat. Your faith not going to work in that. You just growling and cutting up all the time, grumbling. Faith works by love. But I'm telling you what it is so you know what it is. Then once you find what it is, you find how to work. It works by love. It works all the time. So you and I, we have plenty of work to do. Don't we? I did not get where I thought I was going. But I believe I said what I was told to say.